Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. The first reading from Romans today says, "Brothers and sisters, it was not through the law that the promise was made to Abraham and his descendants that he would inherit the world, but through the righteousness that comes from faith. For this reason, it depends on faith, so that it may be a gift, and the promise may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not to those who only adhere to the law, but to those who follow the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all of us, as it is written, 'I have made you father of many nations.' He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into being what does not exist. He believed, hoping against hope, that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said, 'Thus shall your descendants be.'" In looking at this, I am struck by a couple things. The first is this theme of faithfulness, right? The number of times that faith is mentioned through this, which makes sense because Abraham is referred to as our father in faith. And if you think about the story of Abraham, there's so many times when the Lord asks him to trust in him. One of my favorite things that I learned in college was just this little section where it talks about how the Lord takes Abraham outside and he says, "Look up and count the stars, and such shall your descendants be." And then just a couple of verses later, it says, "And then the sun set." And so Abraham's looking up at the sky during the day, and the Lord is saying, "See, I am making this promise to you that your descendants will be numerous as the stars in the sky." And Abraham knows that the stars are there, he just can't see them. And so often, that's how the Lord works. He just asks for this faith and this trust in him that can be difficult, but that he will always remain true to. The promises that he makes, we can trust that he will be faithful to. And then near the end of this reading, where it talks about how Abraham believed, hoping against hope, that he would become the father of many nations. And the striking thing, also connected to this trust in this faith, is that Abraham has this great desire. He has this hope, and the Lord has even encouraged him in this desire, in this hope, to have children, to be fruitful, to have numerous descendants. And then the Lord has promised this to him. And Abraham continues to live for a long time in this period of waiting for the Lord to fulfill his promises. And the waiting seeming to indicate that maybe the Lord won't fulfill his promises. But he remains true. He wavers some, right? Like the story of Abraham is not a story of perfection or how to do everything exactly right. But it's a very relatable story of someone following the Lord, failing, being picked up, following the Lord, wavering, making a big act of faith, and the Lord responding generously. Because even when the Lord gives Abraham, like, the beginning of what has been promised to him, these descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, to be a father of many nations, the Lord gives him that gift, but then he asks for Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac, the one through whom the promise would be fulfilled. And I think the same is also true in each of our lives, that the Lord is making promises to us, maybe not as clearly or as directly as to Abraham, but he desires to fulfill our deepest longings. And sometimes he even encourages these longings, which can be a painful experience of hoping and waiting and longing for something, and yet not experiencing the fulfillment and wondering if it will be fulfilled. And then maybe that desire begins to come to fruition and begins to be fulfilled. And then the Lord does something that seems to really shake things up and to make us question, like, are you ever going to just give me what I want? And the reality, as we see in Abraham, and as we see in our own lives, is that the Lord is not moving and working in our lives just for this life, just for these 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years. Rather, the Lord has a much bigger mission, a much bigger plan. And so he's inviting us to grow in this faith and in this trust and in this hope and expectation for a gift that he desires to give us that is forever, that is an eternity with him, something that will be abundant, numerous, generous. But we need to say yes to the small steps along the way, to the waiting, to the hoping, to the longing, because the Lord is always faithful and he is always true. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the promises that you've made to us and for the ways that you are even now working to bring it into fulfillment. We ask for the grace to remain faithful, to remain steadfast, to trust in your word, and to trust in your promises. And Lord, in the midst of this time of waiting, we ask that you would fill us with a new joy, a joyful expectation for all that is to come. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.